Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to the Junior Jukebox Jury on your Eurovision podcast. Yes, it is our third and final look at the songs in this weekend's Junior Eurovision Song Contest for 2010. It's the Junior Jukebox Jury with myself, Ewan Spence, in the hosting chair. Four songs left to go through, but I'm going to be sneaky. We're going to throw in last year's winning song from Ralph Machenbach into the mix as well. Joining him, which is for the Netherlands, we have the UK, and we have Russia, we have Malta, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, whatever they're calling themselves nowadays. And we also have two judges joining me as well. We have Aaron.
Hello.
And we have Georgia.
Hi.
And they are going to be taking these songs, listening to them, and we're going to have a little discussion about them and then rate them as a hit, miss, or maybe normal format, which you always have in the Junior Jukeboxes. Your comments can be left back on the Facebook page or back on the website as well, www.escinsight.com, or you just search for ESC Insight on Facebook as well and you'll get us. Let's start with Yulia Garska. She's representing the Ukraine this year. 15-year-old, one of the older singers at the contest this year, and she is singing My Latak. And there's our first song from the Ukraine, Militak from Yulia Garska. It's a weird one. Ukraine's had some ups and downs in the last couple of years at Eurovision, both in Junior and the Full Song Contest as well. And that's, it feels like it's safely in the middle of the road, not threatening, not dangerous, not likely to come last, but not likely to come to the top of the table. For me, it's maybe more bordering on a miss. I'm probably going to go maybe on this one because it's quite an energetic performance when we see this live. Georgia, what do you make of that?
Well, it's quite a bluesy thing. It's really good. It's really exotic. But the thing is, there's a lot of singers out there kind of doing the same sort of thing. So not really my type of stuff, but maybe a maybe.
Maybe a maybe. That's the most non-committal ever.
Yeah, but, well...
Okay, no, we'll put that as maybe a maybe. So it's a maybe, but quite a low maybe. So if it gets in a tiebreaker, it's not going to manage it. Aaron, is it as middle of the road for you as it was for everybody else?
Yeah, I would say it's a maybe. It's, well, not my type of thing.
Not your type of thing. What is your type of thing?
Rock,
right then. Well, it's not a huge stretch of that one. We're going to have you're going to enjoy the next 20 minutes or so then if you're looking for rock on that one. So maybe on that one for you. Yeah, so we're going across the board with maybes, or sorry, with a maybe, a maybe, and a maybe maybe, which I think is the first song to get four maybes, given that we only have three judges in each show. That's quite impressive. But let's move on now. Russia has the delightful hosts of Magic Microphone. Lisa Drozd and Sasha Lazin are singing Boy and Girl. It's a cutesy number. It would make your granny go, oh, look at them, they're so lovely. But does it have what it takes to win at Junior Eurovision? And more importantly, does it have what it takes to impress our judges? It ain't George Michael and Aretha Franklin, possibly because both Lisa and Sasha are 11, but they're representing Russia this year. Right then, Aaron, it's not rock. What did you make of that one?
Well, I didn't really like the first singer.
Which was Sasha?
Yeah, I would say it was a miss.
It's similar, don't like the singer. I mean, no redeeming features at all in that song?
No.
Okay, so that's a miss then, yeah? That's a miss. Oh, what a shame. Right then, Georgia, you're tapping your foot there.
Well, the music is really good. It's quite catchy, but the vocals weren't really up for the competition.
Vocals are not there. Now, they do perform the vocals live on the night. Okay, so obviously we're listening here to the previews and the CDs that come over. But on the night, they do have to sing it live. So do you think that that's going to be a problem for them, or do you think they'll be able to carry it?
Well, they've definitely got guts for going in front of so many people, but the thing is, I don't think their voice is actually going to carry that far.
Right then, so hit, miss, or maybe?
Sorry, miss.
It's a miss on that one as well. Now, here, what do I think? I think this is a maybe. I think this is a maybe because it does come down on the night, and I think that they will actually be quite good live. At the same time, the styles of music that are up at Junior Eurovision are wide-ranging. And last year's winner, which we will hear later, wasn't your typical run-of-the-mill modern music number. So there is precedence for songs of this ilk to actually get through. But at the same time, it just looks scary on stage. I'm sorry, guys. Actually, it's less scary than if it was George and Aretha, but there we go. It's a maybe from me, but a miss from the jury. So let's get through halfway point, and our third song comes from Nicole. It represents Malta. Knock, knock, boom, boom, which, of course, gives it an impressive pedigree. It's always nice to have Eurovision songs that have sounds in the title. But will it make its mark? Let's find out. From Malta, this is Nicole and Knock, Knock, Boom, Boom. Nicole Azzopardi there, a little bit of Eurovision trivia, the first Maltese language song at Junior Eurovision and the first Maltese language song in any Eurovision Song Contest since 1972. Wow. Let's see, Nicole's been desperate to get into Junior Eurovision. She got into Maltese National Selection 2007, she made the National Finals in 2008 and 2009. At her fourth go, she's actually managed to represent the country. Was it worth the wait? Let's see what our judges think. Georgia.
Well, she definitely has potential to be a really good, strong singer, but the start of the song was really, I think, suited her more. It was more of a slow, jazzy sort of thing, but when it just got to total camp rock in the middle, then it just kind of went out for me.
Now, I need to check, obviously, because I'm not in the age bracket of this. When you say camp rock, do you mean the Disney stuff, or do you mean Wigwam from Sweden?
I mean the Disney Tutti Frutti stuff.
The Disney Tutti Frutti. See, now, we see Tutti Frutti, I immediately think Robbie Coltrane. Tutti Frutti, yeah, I see. Completely lost all the cultural touchstones, but there you go. Hit, miss, or maybe from you on that one, Georgia?
Well, I think it'll be a maybe.
Now, is that a maybe or a maybe?
Maybe.
That's just a maybe. Okay, right then. Aaron, that wasn't rock, but you must have liked that.
A bit.
A bit? Oh, wow. No, and a bit. We're improving.
I thought the first about 20 seconds was good, and then it got a bit too hip-hoppy.
Not a fan of hip-hop, then?
No, not that much.
Not a fan of a lot, then?
I would say a maybe.
You say a maybe from Aaron, that one. I'm unfortunately going to say a miss on that one. It has the opening. It's great. It gets going. Okay, right, I can live with that. But then it doesn't go anywhere else. It doesn't change up the song. There's no variation. It's just, I found a rhythm. I'm going to stay here for my 3 minutes. And it doesn't push any boundaries at all. Nicole is probably a great writer. I mean, she's been writing since she was 7. Obviously has great drive, but a song is knocking, but it's not going to come in. Anybody reference? No, not doing very well in the references. I hope somebody out there is getting them. If you are, you can leave your comments back on the website and get in touch with me, yournspence@gmail.com, if you'd like to send the email. We've got one song left from this year's competition, and then we're going to throw in Ralph Meckenbach as well. Ooh, Aaron's going to love that. So the last one is from Macedonia, or the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Ayo, ayo. It's not from Newcastle. Stop it. It's from Anya Veterova from Macedonia.
at least it went somewhere.
At least it did. That it did. All over the tempo and the rhythm there, Macedonia's entry there, Ayo, Ayo. I think that's a strong contender to at least be in the top three for the victory on that one. And Aaron, is it going somewhere for you?
Yes.
Why?
It kept on changing and she's got a very good voice, I would say.
So the sort of thing that you'd find yourself listening to without telling anybody else?
Maybe.
Maybe. So, but it's not a maybe. Is it a hit, miss, or a maybe from you for that one?
I'm going to say hit.
I'm going to say a hit. Well, you've at least you've done one hit this evening. That's good. Myself, as well as I said there, said it's likely top three. That's almost a guaranteed hit from me. It's also got one of the most well-produced videos, actually, of most of the Junior Eurovision songs as well. I suspect that we're going to see a lot more from Anya in terms of music. But Georgia, what do you make of that one?
I definitely liked that one. It was upbeat, it was fun, and it was just basically all around good.
All around good. Hit, miss, or maybe? Do I need to ask?
Hit, definitely.
It's a hit on that one. Look at that, right across the board. Okay, one to go. We've had all 14 from this year's contest, but one of the things that all the jurors have found out when they've been listening through all these songs for me is at the start of the YouTube videos of all of these songs, there's this little strange rhythm. And that song, of course, is a clip from last year's winning song, Ralph Machenbach, who, of course, is the oldest winner of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, aged 14. Singing Click Clack for the Netherlands last year, just to make up the numbers, keep it all nice and even, make it five in each show. Let's see what the jury make of this one. Last year's winning song, Junior Eurovision, up in front of the judges, given that I didn't have judges last year as well. So there we are. Okay, obviously, we're in a slightly different position. We know Ralph did very well last year, although it was a close-run thing with the Yodeling song, those of you who will remember watching it. If you didn't, you can actually go and watch it again, junioreurovision.tv, the official website of that song contest. They have last year's show streaming whenever you want to watch it. They'll also be streaming the show live 2015 Central European Time tomorrow, Saturday the 20th, JuniorEurovision.tv. It's also available there if you want to watch afterwards, because if it's too late and it's past your bedtime or you're watching The X Factor, I don't know. What did we make of Ralph? Aaron, it's not Black Sabbath, is it?
No.
Do you know Black Sabbath?
Yes.
Good, I get at least one cultural touchstone out of them, and at least it's a decent one. Hit, miss, or maybe for Ralph, and why?
I would say maybe. He sounds too much like Justin Bieber.
Too much like, that's a bad thing?
Yes.
That's a bad thing. Right then, okay. I've got to check these things nowadays. Georgia, same opinion?
No, I like Justin Bieber. No, I liked, I thought he was very good. It was really catchy. I liked it, so I think it'd be a hit for me.
There we go. Ralph has an album coming out. He stayed on the musical path from his career. For me, I rated this one last year. I didn't think it was going to win, actually. It was mid-table. I thought the chances are it was going to go to countries more to the east, but it didn't. I was quite happy, and I would have rated that hit last year, still would this year. Puts it in a nice, comfortable score as well when we look back from this week's show. Taking up the end, Russia managed one solitary maybe, and that solitary maybe was from the grown-up judge. So not quite sure what that says about Russia, but we'll see how it goes on the night. Fourth place went to Nicole's Malta, or Malta's Nicole, if you want to put it around the right way, with two maybes, four maybes, maybe, maybe, and maybe, maybe. You're never going to live that down, Georgia. It was for the Ukraine. Ralph takes second place with hit, and maybe, but a comfortable victory in the end for Anya and the Macedonian song, Ayo, Ayo, going hit, 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 and finding favour with the jury across the board. Right, your Junior Jukebox Jury, as always, is brought to you by the ESC Insight, your insight into the Eurovision Song Contest, with commentary, in-depth editorial and discussion throughout the year. Ultimate Jukebox Jury will be here before Christmas, and we'll have our weekly news roundup podcast as well. All that remains for me to say thank you to all of you out there for listening. Thank you also to my judges for today, which is Aaron.
That's okay.
And thank you to Georgia.
Thank you.
All remains, finally remains, it's almost as bad as maybe, to cue the electric guitars.